بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد باب ما يقول إذا لبس ثوبا جديدا ونبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا استجد ثوبا سماه باسمه عمامة أو قميصا أو رداء يقول اللهم لك الحمد أنت كسوتنيه أسألك خيره وخير ما صنع له وأعوذ بك من شره وشر ما صنع له رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. With regards to this very important chapter with dealing with the Islamic etiquette of dressing, what is permissible, what is not permissible, what is desired, what resembles the dressing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, this is quite a lengthy chapter that for some time we have been discussing. The important thing is that we should be taking our cue as to our dressing and appearance from these various ahadith. One very important aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that from whichever angle we look at Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find utter servitude, simplicity and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this in fact is the essence of the life of a mu'min and a believer. And an important platform by which we display our servitude, our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by constantly making dua. So I mentioned this before and it's important to revisit this again, that it is very, very important that we try to learn the various du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited throughout the day. When it comes to eating the first fruit of the season, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a du'a. When it comes to the sighting of the moon, there was a du'a. When it comes to waking up, there was a du'a. Entering the toilet, leaving the toilet, leaving the home, entering the home, entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, before eating, after eating, whilst eating. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is glittering with these jewels, with these precious gems, these various du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite on the various occasions. When it comes to wearing our clothing also, something we do every day, here also, there are certain masnoon du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, in this particular chapter, he mentions one du'a that is pertaining to when somebody has to put on a set of new clothes. The narrator of the hadith is Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, he says, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha istajadda thawban. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he wore new clothes, he would, and there's a very interesting manner in which Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu presents this. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would name the clothes, would name the category of clothing that he was wearing. Now this can have two meanings. One is the more likely meaning, name the category of clothing in the dua. Because if you look at the dua, what was the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read? Category of clothing, imamatan, or qamisan, or rida'an. Either he was putting on an imama, and what is important for you and I to take cognizance of is the aspect of covering the head. Today this is being questioned quite a bit. And we find even in deendar circles, you'll find students of deen, or those who are even regular in the masjid, coming bareheaded. Then all sorts of questions are raised. Is the sunnah, is it not sunnah, is it in Bukhari, is it in Muslim, etc. Sahabi is telling us of the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read dua whenever he put on a new set of clothing. And he mentions three categories of clothing. He says Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would name it. What are the three categories he mentions? He says, imamatun, qamisun, ridaun. Qamis, common we know, refers to the shirt or the kurta or the upper garment. A rida will refer to a cloak or a covering. And interestingly, what does he highlight? He says, imama, the turban, not only the topi or covering the head, imama. In other words, we find that wearing a turban, wearing imama was a something that Sahaba took as accepted as being part of the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's describing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wearing a new set of clothing. And he highlights three categories. One is qamis, the shirt, the other is a cloak, and the third that he specifically mentions is imama, the turban. Because we find many, many ahadith describe the turban of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you don't want to wear the turban, at least, it's obvious you're not going to wear a turban without a topi. So there was some covering of the head. So nevertheless, that I just digressed. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read the following dua. Allah ta'ala, hadith Qudsi, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he narrates the words of Allah. Famous hadith, passed some time back. Ya ibadi, kullukum aarin illa man kasawtu, fastaksuni aksukum. Allah says, O my banda, O my slaves, every one of you is naked. Every one of you were without clothing, illa man kasotu, except whom I gave clothing to. Fastaksuni, so beg me, ask Allah to clothe you. Aksukum, Allah says, I will clothe you. In other words, this is sublime devotion. Ya Allah, I am nothing, I am zero, I have nothing. Even the clothing on my body, Ya Allah, it is your ni'mat, your bounty, your favor that you have granted me. So I'm receiving a new set of clothing. What should I do? Putting on a new set of clothing. Allahumma lakal ham. Allahumma lakal ham. Oh Allah, for you is all praise. In other words, this is a way of making shukr. Shukr mere mola. Gratitude to you, O my Allah. Allahumma lakal ham. Anta kasawtanihi. You have given me this clothing to wear. Look at the devotion, look at the humility that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to express in his du'as. Allahumma lakal hamd. In other words, first thing, this is i'tiraf e ni'mat. This is acknowledgement of Allah's bounty, Allah's favor. And if we do this, even putting on a set of new clothes, instead of being something of pride, instead of something where you preen and you admire yourself in front of the mirror, now it will become an ibadat. It will become a means of worship. It will become a means of acknowledging Allah's favor. It will become a means of you making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will become a means of you humbling yourself before Allah. Ya Allah, I am nothing. I am naked. I am without clothes. You have given me these clothes. It is your favor. It is your bounty. And if you just look at that fabric, or look at that clothing. Unfortunately, our nature is such, we take things for granted. Take a pause, consider, reflect. Where did that clothing come from? If you look at that fabric, whether it's wool, whether it's material, whether it's cloth, how many balances and counterbalances have to be in place? The sun has to rise, the winds have to blow. The earth has to give off its produce. The seasons have to be in place. The oceans have to be in place. Water from the heavens has to come down. How many different balances and counterbalances have to occur for that cotton to come into existence, for that wool to come into existence, for that fabric to come into existence? And how ungrateful we are for Allah's ni'mat, Allah's bounty. So these du'as teach us that hame bedar hona chahiye. We have to be alive, we have to be conscious of Allah's ni'mat, Allah's bounties. When you put that clothing on, don't just pick that fabric up. Don't just admire it, don't feel how soft it is, or how coarse it is, or how fine it is. Take the trouble of thinking, how many bounties of Allah are linked to this clothing? How much a favor of Allah Ta'ala it is? And what is this clothing going to do? It's going to protect you from the elements. It's going to protect you from heat. It's going to protect you from cold. It is going to cover your satr. It is going to give you dignity. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya Bani Adam, qad anzalna alaykum libasa yuwari sawatikum wa risha. Allah Ta'ala mentions clothing particularly, that Ya Bani Adam, O Ibn Adam, O Insan, qad anzalna alaykum libasa. Allah uses the word anzalna. We have sent down to you. It is our ni'mat, it is our bounty. قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسَ. We have given you clothing. And through that clothing, what are we doing? يُوَارِي سُوَاتِكُمْ. We cover your private parts. We cover what it is essential for you to conceal, what you would not want to reveal. وَرِيشَا. And we have made that clothing a source of beautification and attraction for you. So when you put on that new set of clothing, Rasulullah ﷺ is teaching us, Allahumma lakal hamd, O Allah, to you belongs all praise. Anta kasawtanihi, you have given me this clothing to wear. Now, as I mentioned, this first part of the dua is linked to the first part of the riwayat where Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah ﷺ would name that clothing. In other words, anta kasawtanihi hadhihi al-imama. Anta kasawtanihi hadhihi al-rida, or hadha al-rida. Anta kasawtanihi hadha al-qamis. That, O Allah, you gave me to wear this amama. You gave me to wear this shirt or this kurta. You gave me to wear this cloak. So in other words, if we have to take the hadith to mean that, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam named the specific type of clothing in the dua, then this dua will be, Allahumma lakal hamd, anta kasawtanihi, O Allah, all, to you belongs all praise. You gave me to this to wear, and whatever it is we are wearing, whether it's a shirt, whether it's a pants, whether it's a kurta, whether it's a jacket, whatever that new set of clothing is, to name it. Another meaning of the first part of this dua that ulama ikram mention is that they say that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is inference in hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would actually name the set of clothing that he was wearing. For example, there was a turban which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had named Sahab. Sahab means like a cloud or something that floats. So Sahab, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had named that amama or the turban of his Sahab.